I did it again. I can't believe I did it again. I can't help it. Ever since. Anyway, I did it. I went there again. I planned it. It wasn't even a sudden urge. I waited. I planned and I waited. They were asleep. The husband and kids. It was 3 a.m. and I'd hung up my skirt suit so I could just slip it on. And then I upped and left. God, can you imagine if they ever found out? If they knew what I'd been doing. What I am doing. Even my sluttiest friends would gasp if they knew how many men. God. I've done it so many times. I've lost count. I keep remembering. Remembering that time when I was a naive teenager. When I was pinned down and my throat was used, raped. You know they say your first sexual experiences are the most influential. Well, they weren't joking. 'Cause now, the only thing that turns me on is when my throat is being used. It's like a craving, and I'm an addict. So I got in my car, and I drove to that rest stop again. The one where the truckers and the unsatisfied husbands go to, poking their dicks through holes in hope that someone will get them off. I love it. I love it. I love the sluttiness of it. It makes me feel like a whore. Like a dirty, filthy whore that's only good for one thing. When I got there, it was quiet and late. I sat in that store for a good 10 minutes. Before I heard the telltale sound of a zipper. I prayed that they were using that stall for all the wrong reasons. Just like me. I couldn't even wait. I knelt down as fast as I could and pressed my mouth against the hole. Like a filthy invitation. And to my delight, I felt a cockhead press against my lips. I opened wide, eagerly, and allowed the stranger to start fucking my mouth. It was so good. I didn't know what made it so good this time, but it was. The taste and the feel of him in my mouth gave my cravings instant satisfaction. I pushed my skirt up, pulled my knickers to the side, and dove my fingers straight into my already sopping wet cunt. I moaned around his glorious cock. I closed my eyes, and I remembered the first time I was throat fucked. I was just a young teen at the time. An only child, too. My mum would work all the hours God sent, and I was left alone for hours on end. I was a good kid. I didn't cause my already stressed out mother any more trouble than she needed. I read book upon book, played non-violent video games. I went to church and I started cooking for myself. But I also crave company. While all my friends were dating boys and having dinner with their families, I'd started befriending an older man next door. He was so good to me. He cooked me meals that I couldn't cook myself. We'd watch his TV shows, and I'd play with his dog with him. Sometimes I'd sit on his lap while he read me a story. I spent so much time at his home. He treated me like the father that I never had. He even asked me to call him Daddy. Of course I would, I told him. He was looking after me, taking care of me. He was the closest thing to a daddy I ever had. And as naive as I was, I didn't realize what he was doing until it was too late. I ended up falling asleep at his home one day. Woke up with this heavy weight on my chest, and I tried sitting up, but it was no use. I was pinned to the floor with him straddling my chest. His cock was erect and in front of my face. I opened my mouth to shout out, and he held my nose, stifling my scream when he shoved his cock down my throat. I moaned around the stranger's cock in that dark glory hole, working my fingers in and out of my pussy while I remembered how he used me back then. Remember the desperation in his thrusts. The lust for me that was so large, he didn't even care if I wanted it or not. He didn't care how young I was. Or maybe he liked that I was an innocent girl. But he just raped my mouth furiously whilst I dribbled all over myself. He thrust into my virgin mouth over and over while I attempted to cry, "Daddy." He seemed amazed at how easily my throat took him, how I didn't gag. Then he shoved balls deep and held himself there while he shuddered on top of me, spilling himself straight down my throat and into my stomach. I came then. I came in that glory hole, remembering the taste and feel. Remembering the desperation of him and the objectification of me. I squealed in delight while this strange man's cock was fucking my wet and willing mouth. I moaned that name around his cock. I moaned for Daddy while I remembered my first throat fuck. That mouth rape that was so bad at the time. Now, somehow, that is my go-to trigger for my best orgasms. And then I heard the glory hole stranger speak. He came straight after I called out for my daddy. Moaned, "Baby, baby, baby," in that voice I've been dreaming about, whilst he once again used my mouth for his load. I lapped him up, savoring the taste that I was imagining, the real thing hitting my tongue. You'd be pleased to know, I'm not sucking off strangers in glory holes anymore. Not when I have my daddy back.